Julie and Richard with you, and we're joined live on 680 CJOB by Sergeant Richard Shearing, RCMP Major Crime Services. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, and thanks for the opportunity to speak with your listeners about the investigation to the murder of James Giesbrecht.
The family needs answers, and ultimately your victim needs justice. Take us back to October 13th, 2022.
Sure. Yeah, as previously reported, on the early morning hours of October 13th, 2022, the Blue Hills RCMP and Brannan Fire Department responded to a report of a vehicle fire in the arm of Cornwallis. The fire was extinguished and the human remains were located in the trunk of the vehicle. With the assistance of a forensic anthropologist from the Brannan University Department of Anthropology, the remains were removed from the vehicle and later identified as James Giesbrecht. The Office of the Chief Medical Examiner identified the cause of death and has deemed the death a homicide. The vehicle was identified as a gray 2007 Honda Accord stolen from Regina, Saskatchewan. And the theft of vehicle has been investigated, and investigators do not believe the people who stole the vehicle are responsible for James's murder. A number of searches have been completed in order to collect evidence, including a complete forensic examination of the vehicle, in which physical evidence has been identified and located and sent to the National Forensic Laboratory for DNA testing. We are diligently working on this homicide investigation, and we hope to find answers for James's family. To date, a number of members of the public have provided information in relation to the homicide, but we know that there's more people out there and urge them to come forward, and they can call the RCMP Major Crime Tip Line at 1-431-489-8110.
Today, releasing some photographs of investigators doing some work at the scene, as also a picture of the burned out vehicle, which again was a 2007 Honda Accord stolen from Saskatchewan. Why release those now as opposed to October of last year?
Well, a lot of things come into an investigation, and we wanted to make sure that we knew we had the right vehicle, and we were able to investigate that that portion of this file, and we didn't want to release stuff to the public that was incorrect.
And you do purposely hold back material because it's pertinent to the investigation, and you know, at times you'll release information like the photos today because it can help you in the investigation, and frankly, you know a lot more than you're able to share with us at this point. Have you been able, and I'm hoping that you can share a little bit here, have you been able to piece together enough of the incidents leading up to the death of Mr. Giesbrecht, or are you still in the dark on that?
We have a good understanding of what happened in the, I guess, the last couple of days of James's life, but we continue to look to the public to help fill in some of the gaps that we do have. I know there are people out there with information that either are scared to come forward or haven't had the opportunity to see stuff in the media like this, and or they don't know where to contact us. So we're hoping today with this media release that those people will come forward and provide us the information that they do have.
When you say that you're waiting on DNA testing of some evidence at the scene, again, this matter goes back to October of 2022. I think people are used to watching, you know, CSI and other shows. The DNA appears to come in very, very quickly. How long does it actually take to get that testing done?
Well, it depends on what is actually being tested. There's a number of different techniques used by the lab. And without getting into everything that we've done on this file, some of these tests take a little bit more time to come back. And again, they want to ensure they've done their due diligence in the testing so that if we do get matches on the National DNA Data Bank, that we're able to use that information later in the prosecution of the people responsible.
Those photos, again, are up at CJOB.com, a synopsis of the case as well. And we'll also put this interview on our website at CJOB.com, globalnews.ca. Sergeant Shearing, thanks so very much. Good luck in this. And again, if people have any information, how can they get in touch?
They can reach out to the Major Crime Tip Line. Again, that phone number is 1-431-489-8110.
Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.